Okay, everybody, repeat after me. A domicile is a true, fixed, and permanent home to which one returns after an absence. A residence is a place where one lives, but not necessarily permanently. What difference does it make, you ask? Oh, say $10,000 per year plus, depending upon the university's tuition rate. Put another way, enough money to make a federal case out of it. Yep, it's that time of year again. Fall, when a young person's fancy turns to arcane legal definitions and how come she's considered an in-state student and I'm not? It's usually those pursuing graduate work who wonder it most often, if the reported cases are any indication. Perhaps because many of them, for the first time, are paying their own tuition bills. Students who are dissatisfied with their out-of-state status sue often on constitutional grounds, like equal protection and due process, trying to convince a court that the university was just plain wrong when it decided the domicile residents' thousands of dollars question against them. Take the fellow from Michigan who pursued a law degree in Indiana. In a letter certainly meant to spill some Wabash River-sized tears, he wrote to the university about his plans to live forever as a Hoosier, that, though currently single, someday he would raise a family in Indiana, his new but forever home. You get the idea. He sued when the school labeled him out of state. The court was as unmoved as university officials. Indianapolis was but his residence, it decided, not his domicile. Poetic letter, driver's license, voter registration, car registration, and bank records notwithstanding. Did I mention that he moved back to Michigan promptly after graduation? Which is one reason why it's tough to win these cases. First, courts find it perfectly constitutional for states to divide students into in-state and out-state camps and charge those who are domiciled out-state more tuition dollars. The preferential tuition basis, as the Supreme Court has called it, helps to protect and preserve the quality of the state's colleges and universities, or so the court has written. It's only when the restriction on in-state status fails to have a constitutional connection with the state's interests in favoring its own residents that the court will second-guess college authorities. When, for example, the court finds that the college has used an arbitrary and irrational classification system. Second, there's some nasty history there of students moving out of state after being declared in-state, which is not to say that the university always wins. While students at Temple and Rutgers were able to convince courts that their out-state status deserved a second look, a student at the University of Houston, who'd purchased a house in Texas, among other domicile indicators, had to pay the out-of-state rate. So put aside that SAT study guide on synonyms when considering the legal meaning of words like domicile and residence, and spin some Luther Vandross instead. He crooned so aptly and taken so literally by many college administrators, a house is not a home. I'm Amy.